And friends, you are listening to the Flannery Show. We're coming to you live from New York. And we are reaching you wherever you are in the world, since we're live streaming it. But also, easiest way to get in touch with us, Anya@irishradio.com. Anya as in Anya Sheridan, Anya gets a little, you know, cranky if I say that she has been, you know, when I say this is our 51st, could you point out actually that it's your 51st? Oh, yeah. I guess it now. Oh, yeah. Okay, Anya's 25th, and my 20th. How did I get into this? Okay. The Wild Colonial Boy, an Irish-American favorite by Martin Flint.
The Wild Colonial Boy, Jack doesn't want his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy.
From New York on Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com worldwide, the Flannery Show, on the St. Patrick's Day. You know, one, I think many would agree that on this day last year, we were very fearful of what was to come with the pandemic, with COVID-19. We didn't know, you know, much about it. We knew that 100 years ago, there was a horrific pandemic, especially, you know, across America. But we had no idea. We were hearing conflicting stories from, you know, from the science experts, from, you know, those who knew, and then we were getting a totally misguided message from the White House. Okay, we fast forward a year. And whereas, you know, we've had a very tough year, not just in the United States, but around the world, there's hope. There's hope in the air. There's somewhat, it's more than a little light at the end of the tunnel. And we're hopeful that, you know, that this is, you know, that we'll get the other side of this, and soon, hope, without it, possibly do. And here's some whispering hope from Celtic Writers. Irish Americans, again going back, oh my god, 60 years at least. Okay, Dennis Day, big, big movie star and actor, singer.
The Kellys from Killarney, the Murphys from Kildare, the Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare. There'll be folks from dear old Dublin, all the way to County Cork. They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. Sure, and mark the 17th is the day I'll set aside. A day when every Irish heart is busting out with pride. I'll have the ocean alien and that old silk hat of mine, a shamrock in me buttonhole, and then come rain or shine. Oh, the mayor will be in the big parade, curtain high and grand, and behind him will march 1,000 cops who came from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, oh, the band will play them all. We'll march along, we'll sing in a song, the harp of Carrick Hall.
The sons and daughters of Erin, the 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn up to celebrate fantastic day.
The band sounds grand, grander than Mac the Matter's band ever was.
There'll be Cooney Mulrooney and Mickey O'Dowd, putting up capers and praising the crowd. Hogan and Grogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. O'Connell and Donald and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney and Patrick O'Doul. Little a man as happy as they when they celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in the eye. I'll be proud as a thousand people, head up in the sky. I'll be there, you can bet you, I'll be marching all the way, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Patrick's Day Parade.
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
A little bit of stage hurriers there. Friends, we go to a friend, a colleague, an associate, call her what you want to, because she calls us what she wants to, and it's not always great. Let me hook up with Dr. Miriam Nyhan Gray, who is the associate director of Glaxman Ireland House at New York University. And Miriam, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian and Anya, and happy St. Patrick's Day. I know it's a weird celebration this year, but I'm delighted that you've had me on today to send some greetings.
Well, also we'd like to point out, just in case anybody for some reason does not listen to your program, This Irish American Life, it's the radio hour from Glaxman Ireland House, airing every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., I should say, 91.5 FM, broadcasting in the tri-state area and right here on irishradio.com. Miriam, when we collaborated a few years back and we agreed that the first hour of Irish Radio and Irish Radio Network should come directly from you. I had no idea, neither did Anya, that your ratings would zoom past ours. You know, and in hindsight, you know, I suppose we should have seen that coming. It's a highly rated radio program. And tell us a little bit about yourself, though, and your association with Glaxman Ireland House.
Well, I came to NYU in 2006 as a visiting doctoral student, Adrian, and New Yorkers haven't been able to get rid of me since. And it's been my great fortune to be based primarily at Glaxman Ireland House, which I know you're a big supporter of and advocate of, as the Centre for Irish Studies at New York University, as you mentioned. You know, the idea was raised, believe it or not now, Adrian, that was 2014, that we might collaborate on the first hour on WNYE. And we had no idea ourselves either of the potential that you and Anya envisioned in terms of the collaboration. And it's been so rewarding for us to share through this wonderful medium. I'm a massive fan of radio, as you know, like you are yourself, and to have the opportunity to share some of what we do at Glaxman Ireland House. And I must say, over the last six odd years or so, to collaborate with the community in New York, in other parts of the United States, and in Ireland and beyond, it has been quite a journey in terms of a way in which we can showcase topics, educational topics and intellectual topics and cultural topics on public radio in a major, a major center for Irishness. And gladly, we've brought in some local New Yorkers, you know, some people who live in New York City who are may not be Irish themselves or of Irish ancestry, but are interested in some of the pretty eclectic programming that we showcase on This American Life. As you know, we launched as the Glaxman Ireland House NYU Radio Hour, and we love that branding because we're always so keen to pay homage to Loretta and Lou Glaxman, but it was a bit of a mouthful, and about 2 years ago or so we moved to This Irish American Life. It's a little bit easier to roll off the tongue, and but the programming is still the same, and we're always so grateful to you and to the collaboration with Irish Radio Networks USA in terms of the opportunity afforded to us.
All right, I could let you go on for a good while there, the rate you're going, but let me point out also that This Irish American Life radio program is aired on New York City's only public service radio station. And for that, obviously, we're very happy as well. You're busy, and we know that on Saturday mornings, New York time, it's from 9 to 10. We want to extend our St. Patrick's Day greetings not only to you, to your family, but to everybody in Glucksman, Ireland has.
Thank you, Adrian, and greetings of the season to you and to many more months and years of this great collaboration.
Dr. Miriam Nyhan-Gray, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Taste of Ireland there from Paddy Noonan and friends. Yes, we want to say, give a shout out to very good friends of ours down in Maryland, and we want to say hello to the O'Briens, Ed and Teresa. And, you know, we have some American icons in entertainment and music. They've taken to, or they did, and some of these come back 50, 60 or more years ago, but a great singer, American singer, Kate Smith will now sing Where the River Shannon Flows. And she was supposed to... Kate, are you around? No. Oh yeah, you are, Alfonso. Okay, here we go. This is live radio, in case you didn't know, friends. Okay. Family show live from New York. IrishRadio.com worldwide.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland.
Song by one of America's greatest singers, Kate Smith.
I'm going to sing up a riot. I try it, if you keep quiet, there's nobody here can deny it. A terrible riot it was. Well, Mickey McDonough rattled it up to pay his passage out to America. All his friends and neighbors were there to give what assistance they could. His Uncle Dan was one of the clan, and whose prescriptions he wouldn't give anything. When he was pressed to pay like the rest, he said he'd be dang that he would. To the dancer, Mick was astounded, so confounded as astounded, so insulting to him that he'd bounded. He swore he would chisel his head. Well, Mickey threw out hit his uncle a test that nearly he knocked him out of his gallop as the uncle drew whack. For to pay back, he missed and struck on a who. And I don't know who struck somebody else, but the Haleys, O'Dearleys, O'Malleys and Wallaces off of their coats and off of their sleeves and into the business too. The Maleys fought with the Dailies and the Haleys and the Wallaces. They had me, the six natural ladies, but their fists were the weapons of war. There was one fellow there, quite a masher, such a dasher, nothing flasher. He got up from the bed like a smasher. He swallowed his penny cigar, red hot cigars, and that's nice to eat unless you are a real pirate. Give us a drink of water, he cried. Civil the drop there was, they give him so it's a bucket of sun. We lubricated his throat. The soap soon caused him to mutter, and a stutter, and a flutter. We doused him a lump of like butter, but it did him no good in the least. By the way, he began to feel sicker, much quicker, he got sicker. I made them for old Dr. McVicker, who came in a terrible haste. He bathed his head and feet and laddled him white his ears and crocodile tears, bathed his feet and delight. Salt for a drink, he didn't to drink as he lay in the blood of his back. For there was a terrible warning, and a driving, and a tearing. All the dogs in the town were to scare him, for they shouted away from the dead. So the man was the cause of destruction, and eruption, and destruction. Next day, with a rapid production, set sail for a medical store.
Honey, make him. The uncle's time. The time that is, of course. Okay, friends, just to let you know, we are coming to you from New York, and throughout this program, we will be bringing you and paying a visit to some of those who do tremendous work, you know, with immigrants, with Irish America, and those who do not forget that, you know, we are. And our ancestors are from the great, great place for indeed called Ireland. And we even write out it. I know New York, and it is. It's a great day for New York. It's also celebrated in many places throughout the United States, throughout the world, for that matter. But actually, one of the largest parades in days gone by was in Savannah, and Savannah, Georgia.
There's a place I'd like to be. Maybe in a week or two, you'll be walking there with me. On those streets, we'll be watching as the folks all pass along. Take a moment to remember the ones who now are gone. And it's gonna be a thriller. It's Savannah once again. Way down on the river, there'll be half a million songs. Thank God it's only once a year. Laughs and fights and sounds. Cause it's crazy in Savannah when St. Patrick's Day comes around.
And we're listening to Nemo Riley from Bag of Town.
I'll be up to my neck in some rocks as I march along the way. I'll bring my ocean lady, I'll wave at each honey. I'll jump my little bed if you hear the wearing of the moon.
Great entertainer, indeed, who passed away this past year, Nemo Riley, there from Bagatelle. And yes, friends, we're heading into, well, it's afternoon, it's only 3 or 4 minutes in New York City. And yes, it's a quiet, it's a different St. Patrick's Day. Most people are, you know, gathering at home. And but Anya Sheridan is trying to track down Brian O'Dwyer. Okay, Brian's claim to fame is that he is the brother of our favorite cousin Eileen O'Dwyer Hughes, and indeed Dr. William O'Dwyer in Albany, and Cara, all the O'Dwyers there, and Rory in Florida. Anya, what's he chatting about? Yeah. Okay. We might even. Is he coming or is he not coming? All right. I was going to tell you this is a live program, friends, but is there any really, he can't make it now? Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Oh, typical Brian, of course. He needs 5 minutes. Oh, why not? Oh, let's give it to him. Okay. And, friends, well, here's a song. It might, by the time Brian catches up with us, so we catch up with him. Written by Dermot Henry.
Trying to sleep one night in Yonkers, the old brain was going bonkers, reminiscing of the days of long ago. I got sudden inspiration, got the planet that creation was me mother from the county of Mayo. It was her party how to think, a boy to bag and what to drink, and the simple notes of do fa mi re do. All there was no television then, but she was full of wisdom, had seen mother from the county of Mayo. She'd be up at 6 each morning, she'd be stretching, she'd be yawning, and I never saw her face without a smile. Oh no. Whether poking at the fire, in the bog or in the fire, she was always neat and tidy and dressed in style. It was her party how to think, a boy with bags and what to drink, and a simple note of do-fa-mi-re-do. Oh, there was no television then, but she was full of wisdom, and she mother from the county of Mayo.
Oh, we're going to try to catch up with Eileen Manalee Mackle. Yeah, very well known to us around here. Yeah, my daughter. And who's head of the Irish Institute.
The curse of emigration, unemployment and stagnation, forced me for to leave my people and my home. Oh, oh. With my father right beside her, she slips me a faded fiver, saying, here's a bobber too, to keep you going. It was her who taught me how to sing, a boy to bag and what to drink, and the simple notes of so funny they go. All there was no television then, but she was full of wisdom, and she mother from the county of Mayo. She said, son, I'll tell you one thing, and I'll tell you now for nothing, there's one thing in this world, and that's for sure I know. If you let the man above you teach you how to live and love, then you'll be always happy, whether rich or poor. It was her who taught me how to think, a boy to bag and what to drink, and the simple note of so funny they go. All there was no television then, but she was full of wisdom, as she mother from the county of Mayo.
Friends, I want to welcome Eileen Flannelly Mackle, somebody I've known actually since the day she was born. Eileen, how are you? As president of the Irish Institute in New York, how are things?
Oh, everything's going as well as can be at this point in time. You know, I think we're all seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccines and, you know, a lot of disappointments that we're going into our second year of not having a parade. But, you know, there's also a lot of great things that have come out of this, and acknowledging our first responders and some things that we seem to only do when, you know, crisis hits, we realize how important everybody really is. These individuals are to us. So it's a great thing that the parade is doing and the foundation is doing, and we're honored to all be a part of that. I think the whole community is. So we're looking forward to that. And I believe there, even though we don't have the parade this year, we're going to have a lot of virtual activity and the Catholic Network, and so that's all exciting, that part of it. So I think we're all stepping up and doing as much as we possibly can to make it a special day.
Yes. Eileen, just give us a brief update on the Irish Institute and how it is, you know, helping the community as it has done for whatever, 40, 50 years?
Well, as you know, the Irish Institute provides grant funding to organizations and individuals to promote Irish culture and education among the community. So we are proud that even this year with the pandemic, we were able to, we actually had a lot more, obviously, organizations reaching out to us because people were suffering and looking for new avenues for funding. So we were delighted to be able to help wherever we could, and we're very proud of that and continue to expand and reach out to more and more organizations.
Yeah. Okay. Eileen, thank you for joining us on this St. Patrick's Day. And thank you for your positive outlook. Better days ahead. And I'm very proud that my daughter Eileen would bring that up, you know, on this very special day.
There are better days ahead. A happy St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, to all of, just want to shout out to all of our family in Ireland that we're missing, especially at this time of year. And just, to, you know, to everybody, I know we're all looking forward to getting on the next plane. I know I am, anyway, as soon as we can. And, it, you know, those we're loved and missed. And I hope everybody, like I said, is having a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, we'll have, we'll double up the celebrations next year.
Absolutely. Okay. Eileen Flannelly-Mackell, president of the Irish Institute and on the board of the St. Patrick's Day New York Foundation. Thanks for listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. And for Eileen, of course, we'd have to play our favorite song. And this comes with great love from the family, but also, of course, and Linda, Paul, Kathleen, grandkids of mine, uncles of course, uncles of grandchildren, well, Eileen's kids, and her, she's an aunt too. Let me put it that way. To Gavin Enright and to Fallon Enright, and of course in New Jersey, another favorite aunt actually out of New Jersey anyway. I'm not saying the others aren't, but Sebastian Paul and of course Scarlett Pia. Now, very proud and very happy to send greetings to my daughter Eileen and well, her favorite song, here it is. It's by Johnny McAvoy, and I think it speaks for itself.
I'm always light-hearted and easy, not a care in the world of mine, 'cause I know I am by a colleague, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the tree, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting for me. It's over and over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the tree, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting for me. The time I bid goodbye to Eileen, time I will never forget. For the tears bubbled up from her slumber, I fancy I see them. They look like the pearls in the ocean, as she wept her tale. And she said, my dear boy, don't forget me, till we meet here again or above. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the tree, in a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting.
Okay, now, if we get back to Ireland, of course, great celebrations in Ireland, well, every other year, and I'm sure that a great number of Americans and people from around the world who flock to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day are missing the trip this year, but... Ireland is waiting. Absolutely. Ireland will be open when we land, and hopefully that will be soon. Now, we might take some music from Ireland and from the RTE Orchestra of Ireland. Okay. Well, let's start with the Irish Washerwoman, the Flannelly Shaw, live from New York. Okay. Ireland. Yes. By way of Ireland, by way of New York, IrishRadio.com. Right, the RTE Orchestra of Ireland, and as a matter of fact, friends, that's it. And we have a lot more music from Ireland and, of course, from America. Brian O'Dwyer is indeed our cousin. And I suppose, Brian, now that we finally caught up with you and on this St. Patrick's Day, the most your claim to fame for the moment, I'd mentioned before, that you know, your sister Eileen and William and Rory and so forth. They, you know, they're very fine people, and they insist that you're running the St. Patrick's Day. Brian, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you and Anya and all the family and friends. It's it could be a more lively St. Patrick's Day, but it's a good one. We can see the end coming, and that's great.
It is. Now, not only were you the Grand Marshal 2 years ago, but that was the last live parade. You know, you just got in under the wire, as we all did. Little did we know 2 years ago, you know, that the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City would be going on hold, hopefully, you know, back next year. But just give us a capsule, if you will, of what that meant to you. I know what it meant to the family, but St. Patrick's Day in New York and being chosen as Grand Marshal. Brian.
Well, I wanted to say that it was the greatest day of my life until my wife reminded me that we've been married 50 years ago. And that had better be the best day of my life.
But, ooh. How did you walk into that one?
Didn't I ever.
Ooh, go ahead.
Didn't I ever. No, but it was marvelous. It was a celebration of, first of all, it was the greatest honor that any Irish American can have. I was delighted that I could walk in the footsteps of my Uncle Bill and my father, both of whom have been Grand Marshals in the past, and that was a tremendous tribute to our family, that we were the only family in Irish America that had three people come the Grand Marshals. It was a great day of celebration. We had, as you know, we had the family from all over, from Ireland, from the West Coast, you name it, they came in for it, and we had party after party, but one, the most magnificent party for me was the party the night before, where the whole family got together at the Manhattan Club and had a hooli among ourselves, and it was just wonderful. And then the march up Fifth Avenue, where I was able to pay particular homage to my grandmother, Mary Agnes Rowan, who came over and worked as a first job on in a mansion as a maid and lowest maid on a mansion on 54th and 5th Avenue, and to stop the parade and say a prayer in her honor and indeed of all immigrants, of Irish immigrants and all immigrants, both of them and recent immigrants, to this country as to what it's made, their fortitude and their courage that ultimately made this country as great as it is. So it was a, we look back on it with great, great love and great affection, and are thankful that we got ourselves right under the wire. And thank the parade committee for the tremendous honor, and it was a tremendous parade.
Brian, today, the Mass in St. Patrick's Cathedral, which was televised, tell us about it.
It was different, but it was the same thing. I was happy to accompany our Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul, who she likes to tell us always, is a maiden name Courtney, her parents came from Kerry and opened up a bar in Buffalo. And the lieutenant governor was there, the mayor was there. But the best part of the mass always is our good Cardinal Dolan,
he was a former Grand Marshal himself.
He made great.
He hasn't gotten over it, they say.
No. And it's always his show, to be fair. And he did a fabulous job once again. And great humor and joy in it. And it was different. There was, of course, not as many people because of COVID restrictions. But it was still a great mass. See all the people that came out for it. Sean Lane and Hillary and the whole committee did a great job of putting it together. The mayor was there, and as I said, Lieutenant Governor Hochul was there and was greeted with a bit of a joke by the Cardinal, who looked at her and said, "Thank you for being here, and under the circumstances, we understand you're going to stay after Mass and light a few candles."
Very good. By the way, the Lieutenant Governor, who may be getting a promotion, which we'll stay away from for the moment, but she was born Mary Kate Courtney, and grandfather again, the Kerryman. Brian, as always, we thank you for joining us, and indeed what you have accomplished is somewhat in the legacy of your dad, Paul O'Dwyer, and of course, Kathleen, Kate, your mother, both of whom, we owe great debt in of gratitude. They brought us over here. They sponsored the Flannelys, the Durkins, the Burns, of course, and we all came at not only the invitation but under the sponsorship of your mum and dad. For that, of course, we are very, very grateful.
Well, thank you, Adrian, and thank you for mentioning my sister Eileen and my two brothers. Because if you had not, and I had not. I would not live to see another St. Patrick's Day.
That's true. Okay.
And I did want to give you one little piece of news. I'm sure many of your voices. I met Jimmy Neary at the breakfast with the Cardinal today.
Yeah.
And he tells me he's reopening on the day after Easter.
Yeah. Did he leave a tip for the Cardinal?
Well, I was hoping he'd buy a drink for me.
Oh,
that miracle has yet to happen.
Brian, okay, thank you again.
All the best. Things.
Thank you indeed. All right, a little bit of music coming from Limerick, Carl Hessen, and it's Blóha Linda, Flowers of Limerick. Thank you. Yeah, I think Eileen is actually getting a song and a half. My daughter Eileen. Well, so let's give this one to Eileen O'Dwyer, you know.
Yes.
Friends, you are listening, of course, to Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network, USA. Okay.
My Eileen is waiting for me. It's over.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. This is our 51st St. Patrick's Day program. We're delighted, actually, to get to a good friend of ours. Elizabeth Crable is the Chief Executive of CIE Tours International, and you're very welcome to the program, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Adrian. It's so nice to be here.
You know, yeah, there are many, of course, who would be very curious, as we all are, as to a question that can't be answered by anybody right now. And the question is, when? When do we anticipate travel? And, of course, we don't know, but things are absolutely looking up.
Absolutely. Adrian, it is the question of the year, especially for those of us who specialize in getting Americans over to Ireland for the vacations of their dreams. Clearly, things have been on pause for a long time, but we are delighted to say that with the rollout of the vaccine, with more and more that states and cities are learning about how to start to safely navigate a reopening, the good news is that there is light on the horizon, that Americans are starting to stir, and there is a lot of pent-up demand, because after the last year, there is no question that a lot of people are going to be looking to make up for that vacation they couldn't take last year, and they're starting to just look ahead. And the question is, not will I travel, because they definitely are going to travel, but when, and when will I be able to get back to Ireland? And that is starting to look closer and closer in the horizon, so we are feeling very good about that.
Fantastic. Now, you have, well, you've provided a number of services, including, of course, the escorted tours to Ireland, to Scotland, England, Wales, South Drive, Ireland, and actually Italy as well. There are obviously a great number of people, you know, who want to go the escorted tours. I would assume anyway are high in the priority list for, you know, for those who you know, who haven't been able to go anywhere from once they get out of the house.
Yes, there's a, it's an interesting, you know, looking ahead, it's been an interesting exercise to try to figure out what type of travel people are going to feel most comfortable with as they transition from zero travel, which has been a bucket of cold water on probably most Americans who are used to getting out and about. But now we're starting to figure out what type of vacation will they want to have of all those types that we offer. Now, one of the best things that we're seeing is that the prospect of COVID is absolutely the only reason that people are not traveling, which means that when they do start to travel again, they are actually telling us and they are calling and asking for our traditional product, which is these gorgeous coach tours, lovely experiences where you're traveling with other travelers. The difference will be that for a period of transition of getting back to travel, and also while we're all traveling with safety precautions in place for our health, there may be smaller groups, that instead of a full coach, the coach may be half full, so that there's only, you know, there's more room for people to spread out, but still the opportunity to get to know your fellow travelers, but do it in a safe environment. And that is actually the type of tour that is selling more than any other tour for tours and vacations in 2021 and even next year, because we have a lot of people who are looking ahead this year and the following year. We have CIE Tours has been an enthusiastic supporter of the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade for decades. It's a really big part, and it's part that our entire company rallies around every year. And not having the parade in person, we haven't had the opportunity this year and last year to be on the streets in the parade with the many, many essential workers who, of course, many of whom come from the Irish American community and are a huge part of celebrating St. Patrick's Day. But clearly in the last year, the essential workers and the frontline workers have supported all of us getting through this pandemic and getting us towards a healthy and safe return to our normal lives. There will be some adjustments, but there's no question that the essential workers are highly appreciated. And we would like to thank all of those frontline workers. We're so sorry that there isn't a parade to celebrate in person with you this year, but we wish every frontline worker the best of recognition for everything that they have done for us. And as a company that has been based in New York and New Jersey for decades, we know that our frontline workers in this area of the world are some of the top that you'll find anywhere, and they have been real heroes for us. And CIE Tours and all of our staff, we would not only like to recognize them, and we appreciate the opportunity to do this virtually this year, but we hope that when the frontline workers come out of this crisis and have seen us through to reemerging to our normal lives, we hope each and every one will get to take an amazing vacation. And what we want them to know is that when they're ready to take a vacation after everything they've done for us, Ireland will be delighted to welcome them.
Thank you. Thank you indeed, Elizabeth Crable, who Chief Executive of CIE Tours. Okay. And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com, worldwide.